Kulena Black Gemara. We're up to Avdala and Aleph, the middle of the story here about Hurdus, where his tshuva was to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Says the Gemara in the middle of the page. Ubaba Babuta. The Gemara follows the previous Gemara about a shul. How you let to break down one shul? How was he can break down the Beis Hamikdash before he built the other one? Which yesterday we discussed is a difficult question to ask in the first place because no other site that he can build the Beis Hamikdash. But nevertheless, they saw some cracks in the Beis Hamikdash or a king. There's no chashash pshia by a king. Says the Gemara, Baba Barbuta, Baba Barbuta himself, Heichi Avad Hachi, how was he able to advise Hudas how to do tshuva? When it comes to a rasha like that, we don't advise them. Since he wasn't a yid, he was an eved. Why was Daniel punished in the first place? And we'll soon see what his punishment was. He gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar how to do tshuva for all the evil that he did, destroying the Beis Hamikdash. It says in Posig, Lohein Malka, you king, Malki, my king, you shopper, Allah, you want to know what's good for you, V'chato Echa, B'tzedaka, pray, you want to know how do you cleanse yourself from your sin, by giving tzedaka, V'av Yosach, and all of your iniquities, B'meichen Anoyon, by giving to the poor, Hein Tevi Arkel, Shal Vosach, this will lengthen your kingdom. He advised Nebuchadnezzar how to do tshuva. Even it says that Kulamot Nebuchadnezzar Malka, all the terrible things that Nebuchadnezzar happened. But it says the Ktzas Yarch in Treinos after waiting 12 months. Al Heichol Machus Lebovim Mahalachave. When did he get? He had an extension of 12 months because of the tshuva that that Daniel recommended him to do to give tzedakah. And so before we get to what Daniel's punishment was, so how did Bovim Butz advise Hurdus how to do tshuva? The Gemara, Ema, the boy said, I can answer you, shiny avdo, the fort, an ever chai mitzvah. How do you compare a goy to an ever, the fort, in a way, a yid, even though he's not a chicha, but he's a yid, and therefore he's chai mitzvah, so you like offer him tshuva. Tshuva is also a mitzvah. The boy said, a shiny base amigdash. Base amigdash is different. The Eloi Malchus, lame is bani. The base amigdash needs repairs. If you don't get the king to do it, no one has a right to build and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, especially under the Roman Empire. So therefore, we needed the Hurdus to do it. That's why. So the Gemara writes, who told you they got punished? The Ilema, Meshulchim, it says, Vatikra Esther LaHasach. Because Esther called Hasach. And the Gemara, Megillah, Omar, Rab Hasach, Zadaniel, that who was Hasach? Who was this minister Hasach? Who was Daniel? Now, why was he called Hasach? Is Hanich Lamandam Meshachatchu Migdulasa? He was cut down from his greatness. Makes sense. So, Daniel must have been a very old man then in the story. He was the advisor back in Nebuchadnezzar, 68 years earlier. That Hasach forgets a complimentary name that everything that occurs in the kingdom goes through him. Mayiklamema witness he was punished. Says the Gemara, the Shadyu leguvadarvel. So the very fact they threw him into the lion's den, that was his punishment. Even though he was saved at the end, but it was pretty frightening until he was saved. Back to the mission. The mission says, Hakol kemining amedina, Hakol suyimai. What do you mean? Amedina lasuye asad and higim. If the minig is not to use these stones, but to use the hutzah dafna, then you follow that minig. The ficha therefore. If not for location of the wall fell in Hamok and Vavanish and the wall belongs to both, Pshita, obviously, even if he wouldn't have told us that din, if we see two houses and we see a chatzim, we see a bunch of rocks falling down, even on one side, we would have said that it probably belongs to both. Loi, no. Tzichu needed it. Not for the entire thing fell to one of Shus, and I told you last time. Even though we learned the Gemara Shutfi on the Makra Dodi, but the way Taisa learned before, and it was there a long time. And a long time, then maybe even Shutfi, it's for short, temporarily, you can leave your things in, not for a long time. Or you now made it Paninu Chavdash, just a day, or not even if it didn't fall on one side, the guy cleared it at night and put it on the side. That's going to be approved. Since the din is that they both have to pay, we don't believe for an instant that that's not what happened. Likewise, by a garden, the mission is like this. The mission says, by a garden, the minhag is to build, you build. And by a bikkur, the mission says, that if the minhag is not to build, you don't build. So Moses says, astira. A lechayda gina is far worse than a bika. It's far more stringent than a bika because a gina, we said, every single day things grow. And a bika only, you know, seasons 1 month a year. Hogu v'kasha, else is far away. Hogu v'kasha, amit, you say, v'chein begina, mokish, nogle, mechayim, and I say, sounds like hostam, mechayim, and I say, but stand by a gina, you don't have to build. Ema, seifa, av a bika, but by a bika, mokish, nogle, shaloyli, that ema, chayim, and I say, mash, hostam, mechayim, and I say. That doesn't make sense. How can a bika be stricter than a gina? Hash, the stam gina, amr loy, stam gina, you say you don't have to build a fence. Stam bika, meboya, stam bika, you do have to. Amr by hachi kama, this is how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Chain stam gina, a stam gina, or an mokim shenog will lead the bika by a bika, the meaning is to build mechai vinoise. But by a bika, stam, you don't have to. Amr le rabba, I don't understand. Yim came my aval. What do you mean aval by a bika? It says aval. Bika is the same din. Elam rabba hachi tana, this is how you read the Mishnah. This is halacha. A stam gina is like a mokim shenog will lead the, unless you have it. If a minig by a gina is not to build, then you don't have to build. But if there's no minig, a new city, a new area, then you have to build. When it comes out to the field, stam, big machlek is a shenim. What about by a chotzer? If the minig is not to build walls between, let's say we hold hezek and mehezek, which is the halacha, and the minig is not to build between, you still have to build or not. So machlek is a shenim. Some say, just like by a gina. In fact, a gina is even stricter than a bika, and then a chotzer. Because the one who holds hezek, loishme hezek, by a chotzer, you don't need a wall. But by gina, you do, because of ayin hara. So gina is even worse than hezek ria. And yet, by gina, we just said, if the meaning is not to build a wall, you don't have to. So surely, by a chotzer, if the meaning is not to build, you don't have to. The other opinion says, no, the Mishnah doesn't introduce the idea of meaning only by gina and by bika. By a chotzer, you always need. Who says, and this is hard to understand the svara, but this is how it is. Who says that a gina is stricter than a chatzir, only the one who holds hezek liya loy shmehezek. But the one who holds hezek liya shmehezek, a chatzir is far worse than a ginna. Because a chatzir is every single day, 24 hours a day, we live next to each other. Mashenken a ginna. In other words, once you've established that privacy is an issue, then privacy is much worse than ayin hara. If privacy is not an issue, you can always keep it, you do it in your own house, you have no right to do it outside, then ayin hara is worse.
If privacy is an issue, why is there a minute?
Because some cities, like for example, you go around the world today, in some countries, including Australia, privacy is now crazy. If you call up the telephone company about your phone in your house that you pay the bills, but it's on your wife's name, they'll never give you any information. Privacy. That's the way it is.
On the other hand, front fences are not so, you know, there's places that don't bother about fences.
True, but fences between houses on the side,
yeah,
you have to build, yeah.
Go around.
So, anyway, you're right, it's proof for giving the Gemara. The Gemara says that front fences are more important than side fences because to avoid the peering eyes from the public is far more invasive than to avoid the peering eyes of your neighbor. But that's not how it is. Anyway, right? We don't do anything in front of your house anyway. Then it says, but what happens by a gin or by a big? I do want to build a wall, but there's no minig. Anyway, chazis, build in your own side, but how do you show that the wall is mine? Build yourself a sign, a chazis. My chazis, what exactly is this sign called a chazis? Omer Rav Huna, ach vele lekan elevar, bend over the top of the wall, facing outside. Freddy Gemara, why outside? Why don't you make face it inside? Then you'll know that it's your wall. Everyone's very simple. Because then your chaver, who's a ganef, maybe, perhaps, will make a chazis on the other side of the wall facing his property. And then he'll say, that's my wall. Claim this is. It's my wall and your wall. So what does it help if you make a sign on the outside? Let's say you make a little brick sticking out. He'll go and he'll shave it off. He'll come and shave it off. You'll no longer have any evidence that it's yours if you're worried about ganavim. And for the Gemara, Jose is ours. Gizuzu made the idea. If there was a brick there cemented, then he shaved it off. You could tell that there used to be a brick over there. So that is obvious. So he won't do it.
Unless the wall is plastered.
But even then, if there used to be something sticking on the plaster, and you made something, and then he pulled.
You cut the brick and you plaster it over.
Then you see fresh plaster, the rest of the walls are over. I mean, there are. You get these forensic scientists to come and have a look. You get, I mean, others say. The other opinion says, no, you make the sign facing inside. Whenever the more questions, make it outside. Guys, let's shave it off. He'll attach something. According to this opinion, adding something later on is not part of the original construction of the wall. Becomes obvious that it was added later on. For the Gemara, how can you even say that you make it on the inside? It's the facial mission. Kashi. It's got a little bit of a difficulty. Hard to understand why it's called Kashi and not Yufta. The Mishnah clearly says build a sign on the outside. He says build on the inside. I, the Mishnah, the outside. I got a problem. Kasha means it's a problem, but so what? What do you mean, so what? Rabbi Yechon comes along and says, you know what you do? Nishaya ba mosam lebar. All you do is you don't make a brick, a protruding a brick. You have cement. You make a little on the corner. You make over there like a space of at the top on the wall. You put cement on top of it. Freddy Gemara of an Evan Mugav. Why don't you do it on the inside? Avichavim about who? Because your friend will do it on the other side. V'amad yidividei huyachi hashanami the couple of the chaverei. V'amad he'll peel it off. Kilufa made the yidia. You can tell. Says Gemara Baiter Hutz. What's this Hutz? We learned before that you can make a mechitza out of Hutz. What exactly is it? Amar Rav Nachman said Sinufi Yerechi. We already had before the Rambam Metzia. That Sinufi is a mixture of thorns. What do we have in the end of Rambam Metzia? No, I'm saying we had an enemy that we said, well, what was Hutzah? Hutzah was made out of thorns, mixed with. No, we had an enemy Messiah. We just had it. Last Shabbos. We had two materials meshed together. One was Kotzim and Sinoim. Yeah, that's what Rashi says over here. Rashi says that over here. That's Rashi. So, says the Gemara, what's Hutz? Omer Nachman Sinufi Yerechem El Bar. So you have like the top of facing. You make the bending out towards your these little palm branches facing towards the other guy's property. Whenever the guy wants to make it in the inside facing your own property, Omer Nachman El Bar, because then your friend will do it on the outside facing him. Omer Dividehu Yorichashanam a guy that he'll throw it off. Omer Dividehu Mishigleitina. You cement it to the wall, so you can't just pull it off. He'll peel it off. I'll call it a kalufa media. If you put cement in, he peels it off, you'll realize. Yeah, but he can fill it in. If it's etched in, he can fill it in.
He puts it on his side.
Oh, you can have Edom, as we'll see in a minute, or Shtar. Abai says, Hutzah, if you build a material out of Hutzah, less at the kanta, there is no real tekanta because so easy to cheat. Ela b'shtara, you should have a Shtar, bring Edom and sign it, that you're the only one who built this wall. Because he says, peeling off on the other side, it's hard to tell, because it's all wood. Remember, we're talking about a brick wall, talking about a wooden wall. And the guy you have one, you know, some love over there facing one direction, he'll come and peel it off. Even though you put some cement, it's very hard to tell. They both did it together. Make a chazal on both sides. Why? Don't make a chazal on either side. They will know it belongs to both of them. That itself is a sign, it belongs to both of them. You know what, you're right. You know when you need it. You know what the Mishnah is talking about. You don't do a sign. The kodim chad v'nayu. So when does the Mishnah say you need two signs? If one guy already made a sign, even though you build the wall together, one guy decided to jump in and made a sign, so the Mishnah is recommending you also make a sign on your side, otherwise you're in trouble. If you don't make a sign, he'll come and claim it his. We're talking about a gun of me. They both built it together, and one guy jumped in and decided to make a sign on his side. So obviously he's a conniving fellow. So why would the Mishnah then talk about such people that didn't tell you, you know what, if your neighbor is a ganav, make sure you put a sign on your side. Amalei, say this, so the Gemara asks, what's the problem? Why if you build a wall yourself? The Mishnah tells you to build a chazit, why? Because this kid, the other guy's going to lie. So we're talking about people who are, we're always worried about somebody out there who's not honest. So you have to tell you how to prevent that person from taking things away that don't belong to him. Omelet, what are you talking about? Bishle Mereshin, the first case of Mishnah, where you want to build it on your own. So Tony Dina, he tells you the halacha is you're allowed to build it on your own property, and so on. Once he gives the halacha, he also gives you advice on how to make sure that it doesn't get stolen from you. So Dina Tana Tekanta. The safer. Dina Tony Tekanta and the safer. There's no din here. If you both want to build together, the Mishnah needs to tell you you're allowed to build together. Of course you can. You do whatever you want, two neighbors. So why would the Mole tell us that Tekanta in case your friends are gone? Most people are not going to have him. We're talking about Hutzi. We're not talking about a normal world, we're talking about Hutzi. And the Mishnah is trying to tell you that what? Build chazis and not like Abai. You said that a Hutzi has no way of fixing it. The Chiddush the Mishnah is not that how to avoid your friend. The Chiddush Mishnah is that if you're worried about your friend, a chazis helps. Not like Abai, says chazis don't help, you need a shtar. Okay, we'll start doing Rashi and then the Gemara. We already had the Gemara in Baba Kamba. If you remember, we had a sugya there about Zenen Nevezele Chaser. If Reuven has Hano and Shimon doesn't lose anything, there's room to pay. Are you paying when you buy something? Are you paying for the Hano that you have, or are you paying for the fact that he's losing something? So the Gemara there discusses the following Mishnah to see how it works. Says the Mishnah, Hamakif es chaveidoi mishalosh ruchoysav. Reuven has a field, a property in middle, and Shimon has four properties all around Reuven. The Godad, or three properties, the Godad is a rishoynev es hashnei adashlishis, and he made a wall and by the first and the second and the third. Now where exactly did he make this wall? Is machlek is Rashi, Tesis, Baba Kamma. Rashi there says the wall that was made there was made between the middle, the inner property and the outer properties. Tosfos says the wall that was made between the outer properties and the outside, so it could prevent animals from roaming and coming inside. The one in the middle is benefiting from the fence on the outside. Yeah, exactly. That's how Tosfos learned. Rashi learned the fence right between them. Is ain mechayv noisay? You don't have to pay. Why? Because the fourth side is totally exposed. So what did I gain? I have no hano. What happens, according to Halakama, if the Makiv actually built walls on all four sides? So then it's Zenene. So the guy has to pay. According to Halakama, the guy has to pay. And you can, the question is whether the Gemara there can argue, is it called Zel Loi Chosser? Does it cost you anything? You have to make walls anyway. The way Tetzel learns the question is very simple. Because you have to make walls between the outer and the perimeter, between you and all the animals outside. So it's a case of Zel Loi Chosser. But Rashi learns Tetzel has a problem. What means Zelo Chassid? The only reason why you're building the wall is because of me in the middle. What do you mean? I'm not causing your loss. I'm the one who's on the inside. I'm having a no. You build the wall only because I'm there. Where's Zelo Chassid coming? Anyway, let's see how Rashi says. Rashi. He purchased three properties around the middle field. And three boundaries. He made a fence in all three. And here, this Rashi can't really tell where that fence is. Is it the fence talking about in the outer perimeter or between the two properties? Rashi, mechayv noisay lasa klum. If you get me, you understand. Bika mokshnog, because a bika, you don't have to make a fence. Says because a bika. Next Rashi, however, hago. I'm not sure what a shleiv with chamash is. The lini the timer. To me, it seems the reason is mishum dakati le mahani le midi. The reason why I have to pay them, because even the meaning is to build a wall on this beacon. And we learned before that the meaning is to build, you have to build. Let me tell you, no, it's the name of somebody. It's the name of somebody. Yeah, I don't know who that is. Thomas. We need a time from the kati le mahani le midi. The reason why you have to pay is because I have no hana from it. It's totally exposed on the four side. Avlim God of the Vier, but if you tackle close me off on all four sides, Mechayv and Oisib, Yechayv and Amin, Megamod, if I forgot Amin, Leel, the Stam Bika, Mokshnog leader, who? The Chayda, if a Stam Bika is a Mokshnog leader, and Zenene, why should I pay? Mekomokum. Hani Mili, Bain Bika, Le Bika, that's between one field and another. Vikoisil, Gavoya, Dald Amr, the Shamud, Le Bin, you don't need a wall of four Amis by Alt Nebika, nobody really lives there or anything else. My time, like Hezri, about Beshvil Hezik Behemis. But if you want to build a wall to avoid animals, shall he come to the sod and not to enter the field? So the leader gather shall I sod for him. So this Rashi is learning, this whoever this Chamash is, we're talking about an outer perimeter fence, not an inner, an outer. Why would, and the purpose of the fence is to prevent animals from coming in. So it's a tent for him wall, not a four Amos wall, tent for him. Who cares about looking in? But if this wall is only between the inner and the outer, why would the outer guy build it? What for? He's doing it to avoid animals. So obviously we're talking about our outer perimeter fence. This is Rashi clear. Not like Rashi learned in Gemara, which Rashi in Gemara Baba Kamma will be like the first shot. That it's a biku mokish nogalida. Says back to the Gemara Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, you're right, that if the Makiv built it, etc., he says, depends who built the fourth wall. If the Nikif himself stood up, the guy in the middle stood up and he built for the wall, he proved now that not only he's happy with the other three walls, he's prepared to spend money on it, because he's not prepared to spend money, you have to pay. Because then there's a lechasas potter. But he's prepared to spend money, then you got to pay on the rest. But if the Maki build the fourth wall, it's then end of a lechasas and you are potter. Im Ahmad the God of the Vies, the Gemara concludes, it's talking about the Nikif. The Megal Gomzakar, he pays for all walls, Rashi. Rabbi Yezim, Im Ahmad, God of the Vies, like I said, Nikif, because that's the Gemara's discussion. Hagav the chayim v'pirush rabbeinu chananu umiu anikif V'fashin l'kamah. The Gemara explains later on. It's the Nikiv who builds the fourth wall. That's when he has to pay. Taisus v'hachim mucha bepaid beis b'kamah. Very interesting. These Rashi's. All these are the hagos here. How do we know it's not talking about the makif? Because if it's the makif, he started off the makif was what? Godar. If it's the same person, we'd use the word Godar. Im Omar means a new person stood up. The nikif now suddenly stood up and he decided to contribute and build the fourth wall. But you don't have it anywhere else. Yeah, but then we never have this. This is very odd. That's the later on, second page. It says here, Chuvas, Mighty, Shem. I don't know the Rishtavas now. Be nice if they put the Rishtavas in and tell us who they're talking about. Since he closed off the fourth side, he revealed to us he's very happy what his friend made. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda establishes the name of Shmuel. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll soon see what Rabbi Yehuda said. We don't know yet who was, but if he made the God that is in the V, it's just sealed off the four sides. Make God look about everything. And the way Shmuel wants to learn is Loishna Omad Nikif. Loishna Omad Makif. It makes no difference. That means even if the Makif made the fourth wall, you got to pay. Why do you have to pay if the Makif made the fourth wall? According to Tanna Kamma. Because the Tanna Kamma holds, Zenene Vizechosa. Why? Because the Gemara of the Lashon there is, Ad Goramtili Hakefi Yaseda. The way Taisa learns is, even though the fence is in the outer perimeter, but why make such a big area? Because you're sandwiched in between. If your field was not in there, my fields would be closest, you know, together, my perimeter would be much smaller. So you caused me to build an extra 50 amas of fence.
According to the way Rashi started out, he said that the guy in the middle became surrounded by the guy on the outside because he acquired.
Yeah, true.
So the guy there's been there before the guy.
What's the relevance of that? But the fact is that now that you're having an awe,
you being there and me buying.
You're right. You couldn't force me to build a wall, but now that Zenene and Vizel Chaser, you're having an awe because I'm keeping the animals out. So you have to pay me for that. Sorry, we're talking about only the fourth wall was built. Kozman, the fourth wall wasn't built, you pay nothing because you, what hano do I have?
Yeah. Why are you building the fourth wall?
No. According to Tanna Kamma, even if the Makif built the fourth wall. Rabbi Yehuda is only the Nikif. According to Tanna Kamma, even the Makif, because the fact is you're having benefit. But Kozman, the fourth wall wasn't built, there's no benefit. You're exposed on one side. The animals can just walk right around.
So what's the Tanna Kamma's opinion about the fourth
wall? Loishna Omad Makif, Loishna Omad Nikif. And even if the Makif built the fourth wall, you have to pay for it. But
if you did nothing and the guy who built the fences is doing all of it, you've got to contribute.
According to the Mark Tanna Kamma, because Zenene v'zechaser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Zenene v'zechaser.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? We learn, Rabbi Huna, Amar Huna says, what does he pay? Let's say he has to pay four walls. But what kind of material? You built a very nice wall. Hakoil, if he mashed God, Rabbi Huna says, whatever costs you, I got to pay half. Chia barav, Amar Hakoil, if he'd make Kanim b'zoil. I can argue, I don't need such a fancy wall. Okay, to avoid, to keep the animals out, I could have been, for me, it would have been satisfactory to have, you know, cheap reeds. It does the same job. So I have to pay you a half of a wall as if it was to make kanim reeds. Nothing more than that. Rashi, to make kanim, the second white line, I would have been happy with a fence made out of reeds. The Efshi boy Tsasha gathered a volume. I can't pay a whole wall made out of stones. It's very expensive. Back to the Gemara. If you surround the field with four sides, if he stood in the fourth wall, so we try to understand now what is the machlekes in Tanna Kamma Rabbi Yehuda, because you don't, Tanna Kamma doesn't mention a word about the fourth wall, and Rabbi Yehuda is very vague about who built the fourth wall. We don't know who it is. So how do you understand the machlekes in the Mishnah? What would Tanna Kamma hold? So you must look at this. According to Rav Huna, the Amri says that the Tanna Kamma holds Hakoy Lefi Masher Godar, that you pay for the entire fence. Hainu the Ika Bei Tanna Kamma, but Rabbi Yehuda. Tanna Kamma Sov Avkan holds Hakoy Lefi Mekan Bezel In. Tanna Kamma holds that you don't pay according to the kind of materials in the fence. Tanna Kamma is being Mekel over Rabbi Yehuda. The rest of the Mishnah Tanna Kamma is Machmir. Here Tanna Kamma is Mekel. He says you got to pay for the whole fence, but how much? The value of reeds. Umashi Godaloy, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Megalgum of Hakul, Hakul sounds like he's being Machmir, so Hakul if he Mashi Godaloy, whatever the cost was, that's what you gotta pay. Fine. Elochia Barav, according to Chia Barav, that holds according to everybody. All you have to pay is reed, the price of reed. So what is the Machlekes between the Kamel Rabbi Yehuda, Domer Hakulvi to make Kalam Yazoel, Maikor Botana, Kamel Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Machlekes? Eid make Kalam Yazoel. If Rabbi Yisrael want to hold it, you have to pay cheap fence. And Tana Kam hold, you don't have to pay that. So what do you pay? Either make Kani Bezoi Loki Yovle, Maika Yovle. Rabbi Yisrael seems to be more machmi. He says, what? Megagol of Hakol, everything. And Tana Kam holds, you don't pay everything. But if Rabbi Yisrael holds a Hakol, what are you paying for? The half the fence made out of reeds. I don't care what materials you use. And the Tana Kam is being lenient, more lenient than that. So what does Tana Kam hold? What do you have to pay? Everyone wants to say to Rutsu. Eboy's Ema Agan Tida Ikebenai. Tanakamba says, you know, we have to make Tanakamba. The guy who's encircled says, why do you build this fence? To prevent animals. I don't want you the fence. I could have hired a security guard. A lot cheaper. And every time an animal comes, he gives a blow, a yell, and he chases the animal away. Just as good. So therefore, it would have been cheaper. Not 20, I guess during the day, maybe it's only at night, you have to worry. Whatever it is, it works out a lot cheaper. This is the least expensive way. So,
a watchman.
Yeah. See the Lizard? Yeah. Look at Ashi here, five lines at the bottom. Yovle Av Aganatita, Dova Muet, a small amount. You know why? Because while it's growing, animals don't come there. When the animals come there, when it's ready to be harvested, maybe 1 month a year. So all you have to hire a security guard 1 month a year. It's a lot cheaper to hire a security guard 1 month a year than to build a fence around all perimeters. So, Zigmar, yeah, you got to pay only the lesser amount. That's one way of looking at it. Or I'll turn everything around. The Tanakama actually is more machmed than Rabbi Yisrael. It goes like follows. Tanakama holds. I'm still going to say that the Tanakama is lean. Tanakama holds. What does Rabbi Yisrael say? Megalgin olives hakel. So what does Tanakama say? You don't pay for everything, but what do you pay for? Only the fourth wall. Tanakama holds revius who the yohivle abul rishayna shnei vishlishis lo yavle. You only got to pay for the third, the fourth wall, not the first three. But Rabbi Yisi sava rishayna shnei vishlishis nami yohivle. Got to pay for all three walls. Rashi Tanakama sava five lines at the bottom. The made revius yohivle. Pay for the fourth wall in gadra makiv. I don't care at this stage. We don't care whether the makiv and nikiv did it. We build the fourth wall, so now I have benefit. I got to pay. But what I pay for the fourth wall, abul the made rishayna is lo yohivle. Now why not? What's the svara? Why in the world should you pay for the first three walls? If I'm having benefit and I got to pay for the fourth wall, why should I pay for the first three? So Rashi comes along and takes that as a problem with Shekvah Yotzemem Zakai Bebezdin. Rashi holds, it's as if they already went to a dentator for the first three walls. The way it was is he built three walls, paused, then you build the fourth wall. Had you gone to the Bezdin while the first three walls were standing and you stopped, the Bezdin would have passed and you don't have to pay. So as if there was a psak din, and we know, we'll learn later on in Chesabatin, that once Bezdin passed, they don't overturn a din.
Even though the facts have changed.
Doesn't matter, yeah, this Bezdin doesn't change. No, the fact that it didn't change. That was finished. The three walls, still got three walls. Now there's a new thing, a fourth wall, so pay for that. Shayisham Yamim Rabim, Lahil, that was there for a long time, and he didn't help him, so he wouldn't have to pay. Now, if the Nikiv would have made the fourth wall, you pay nothing because he's paying for the entire fourth wall. But the Makiv might have to pay for the fourth wall, but the Nikiv pays nothing more. And Rabbi Yisi disagrees. He holds Leishna God and Nikiv Shema Makiv. The God will have coil. The coolant to make cutting. Got to pay all four walls, but according to what make cutting.
Fence in the fourth wall until you first.
But if the guy tells the Bezdin, I'm middle building the fourth wall, then the Bezdin wouldn't listen to the case. He says, what would the Makiv gain from doing that? Why would the Makiv do that? The Makiv wants to get reimbursed, he better build a chatchil of four walls. If he builds three walls and he pauses, he gains nothing from it. Taser of the Svar is that, the reason why you pay, even though the Bezdin already passed, you have to pay, is because Rabbi Yisi is because there's no. We can't imagine the person out there is not happy to pay for half a wall of cheap, no matter what material you use. Remember, we're talking about the Mekanim, and to have a full security proper fence. Anyway, Ibai Zayim. Another answer is Makiv Nikiv Menayich Chilug. Makiv and Nikiv Tanakamba. So every time I hold time with them, Nikiv. The reason is because the Nikiv stood up the Megalim Zakel. The Tanakam holds that if the Makiv stood up, you only pay for the fourth wall. If the Nikiv stood up, you pay for all four. Right now, the Gemara thinks that because Rabbi Yisi used the words Megalgil and all of his Hakul, he sounds like he's being Machmed, one up over the Tanakam. So another pshat is like this. The Tanakam holds that if the Makiv build the fourth wall, you only pay for the fourth wall. If the Nikiv build the fourth wall, you pay for all four walls. Time with Amma Nikiv, only the Nikiv himself build the fourth wall, the Megalgim, we pay for all them. Ablam and Makiv, the Makiv stood up, and you know, Israel, the Medivir, is only the fourth wall. And when Rabbi Yossi saw a Loishna Nikiv, Loishna Makiv, Im Amad, Vigodar, if somebody made a fourth wall, Megalgim of Zakoil. So that's how we learn. However, Lishna Achrina, the fourth Loishna that turns everything around, Rabbi Yossi actually is the most Makel. Makiv Nikiv Ikebenayu Tanakambus of the kind of hold. I don't care who built the fourth wall, you're having a no, you gotta pay him God. The Makiv is a Vinami Yovle. I don't care if the Makiv or the Nikiv, why it's an end of his chassi, you gotta pay four walls. And a Biasi Sava, no. Imamad Nikiv God of Nikiv Sturm God of his, then you have to pay for four walls because you show that you're happy. The Yovle the gold died Nikhle. I mean, you got the Makiv, you give nothing because then there was a loy chassarashi. 3 lines in the body, boys, Makiv Nayu. The Tanakama Easter Rabbi Yosef. Tanakama was Rabbi Yosef. Hey, the God of Nikiv. If the Nikiv made the fourth wall, the Tanakama said, "I agree with you, Rabbi Yosef, that you got to pay for all four walls." But Rabbi Yosef less the Tanakama, together by Makiv. If the Makiv made the wall, Tanakama saw a loshna Nikiv from Makiv. He got the Rabbi Mechayim and say, "Chayev." The Tanakama Makiv Eidim and Makiv. The Daikinim Milzer Rabbi Mechayim and Chayev. Choske the God of Nikiv, the gold died happy. He's telling more of a story to prove this point. Runya. Akvei Ravina Ma'arbar Chayev. Runya was in the middle, and Ravina owned four fields. All around him. And Omele Havli Kama de Godri, and Avina made a fence all around, and he says to the guy, pay me half of whatever it is. No, but he hold, pay me like Abuna. Abuna pay half of whatever the fence cost me. I use expensive materials, pay me half. Lo Yovle, he didn't want to give him. We're having more of a Matsi that he's a rich man, Avina. Havli, then he told him, okay, you know what? I'll be Mekel. Let's follow other opinions so you don't have to pay me half of the material I use, but pay me half of cheap reeds. Havli lefikanim bezerl, pay me at least as if it's cheap reeds. Lovely. The guy in Mizrael never asked you to build a wall, I'm not paying you a cent. Then he said, no, I'll follow the third opinion. Havli agan et terusa, pay me the security guard 1 month a year. Lovely, they want to give him. He refused to give everything. Yom Echad, one day. Let's listen to the story. Yom Echad, one day. Havikogoda dikli. One day, Runya was standing there cutting down some dates from his palm tree. Amar Lisa Ravina said to his sharecropper, Zil Shkoil Minei, I want you to steal from him, right in front of him, Kibura Dahini, I want you to take a whole cluster of these dates. Right in front of him. Ozel he went, Lasuya, to take it. Rama Bakola, Ronya Zakrim, Ganif, what are you doing? You're stealing my dates over here. Who's taking? Ravina is stealing from Runya. He got his worker to do it. Omalei, so Ravina right was standing there and said, so you were worried from Ganovim and you're happy to have a fence and no Ganovim come in. Pay me now for half the fence. Goli Daitich, he just revealed to us in public, the main Nichol, you're happy to have a fence so that people shouldn't steal from you. Lo Yehei Eliezer Baalma, imagine this wasn't my worker, but it was a goat that just wandered in. Milei Boy in Terusa, don't you need to protect yourself from the goat? Pay me half. Sorry?
Yeah, there was no fence.
No, there was a fence, but Ravina's. The fence was an outer perimeter.
But in this case, there were four fences, no?
Outer perimeter.
They were hanging, so how did he get... so the outer perimeter, so was Avina.
But Avina was inside.
Okay, right, so he could go
for the... And now he's saying, imagine there was no fences here. Mm-hmm. Any animal can walk in. A goat that wanders about. I just give a scream and it runs away. I'm not worried about goats. I don't need a wall.
Four probably the outer perimeter, it's a big fence.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, pay me half. So he's saying here, or even in between the two of us, look what happens. So he says, a goat, I don't need a fence for a goat. I can give a yell, a scream, and it runs away. I offered you one option, is just have a security guard. You need a person to scream to chase the goats away. Also the camera, I want you to turn it over. Amalei, he said to him, Zil Faisei B'mayda Fayez. He said to him, you better go ahead. He offered you, he tells Runya, this is what... Rava said that how did the Rava get involved? Ravina was in the time of Ravashi. It must be a different Ravina. So Rava said he gave you an option of just hiring a security guard. You gave an option of hiring a security guard. You better pay because vi loy. Because if not, and he takes you to a din trader, danina loch dina keravuna al paskal like ravuna libud Rav Yosi, which is the halacha. You got to pay half of the material that he actually used. So therefore, you better pay the option of having security. Ravashi was born the day that Rava was passed away.
If I had made,
But here we're talking about a vineyard. He was already an established person. Not, you know, he was established. He had four fields all around the guy in the middle. So he was already a well-to-do. He must be, you know, he can't be in his teens. Sorry, yeah?
If I as a neighbor have to share in half the cost of the fence, yes. But why should I have to share in the cost of that huge fence?
Because the reason why it's so huge is because of you.
That's right. You know, I was watching. If you're not happy about it, then you should have taken a fence around yours.
So you're right. Actually, Rashi in Baba Kama learns it's not the outer fence, it's the inner fence. Because according to Rashi in Baba Kama, Yehuda's a tiny. Most of that fence is for your fields.
Yeah.
I cause you 50 amas out of 200. So why do I have to pay half of your 200?
Yeah.
So that's what Rashi learns, that the fence is between the inner field and the outer field, which that makes sense. It's totally yours. But yeah, maybe that's the argument there. Okay, in fact, let's just finish tomorrow. Ready? Clear the Mishnah. We're not learning tomorrow. Runya, the same Runya, another story, and the Machlek was told first. Zavin Ara Mitzvah Ravina. Ravina was already there, and Runya came in and bought a property. Sava Ravina Lesluke Mishnah Bar Metzah. Ravina wanted to say, you have no right to buy the property here. Now remember, we had the Gemara about Metzia that when it comes to Bar Metzah, it's not an Iser on the vendor, the Iser is on the purchaser. He has no right to buy. For Yisa Yeshva Tayyib, you should allow the neighbor to have first rights.
First right.
So Ravina wanted to take him to the Torah, to oust him. Omele Rab Safel Bre Raviev L'Ravina. Amri Incha, there's a saying by people, and the saying is so famous that we have nine pshatim, what the saying means. Arbo, Rashi himself gives three, and Tez gives two. Arbo Letzola, Arbo Letzlola. Basically, according to Rashi, what it means is that you have to pay, that there's $4 being made by the tanner, and there's $4 being made by every person who does the actual work. So this guy, Runya, was a tanner. It must be his first job. And he was very, very poor. Because he's very, very poor, even though normally Menhadin, Bar Metzah, was Sisa Yesh Vatayi, but here I'll change it around. The guy needs somewhere to live. He needs a property. So Vas Sisa Yesh Vatayi, let him have Panasa. So therefore, you be a mensch and let him have it. Taisa doesn't like this plot at all, because what do you mean? Taisa has a famous saying. Ein merachmin badin. Where does Metzachite come with the cold realities of law? If the law says that Bar Metzah has the first rights, if the guy is poor, therefore I should forego my rights? Famous saying here. Remember this Taisa there. Look at the first line, Taisa. Abba l'tzala l'pidus akuntus. I told you, the guy is poor, Nebuch, and you have to do the right thing. Makshar beitam ho ein merachmin badin. There's no room for compassion when it comes to din. Stop shot here. Talking about din.
One of the things of Bar Mitzvah that doesn't apply.
Not only, no. Only if it's a matana, all those other things.
So
member of the family, no, not by.
For like a first resident.
Yeah, the first resident. So Ravina was the resident. He's four surveilled around it. And this guy, Runya, was not there.
But he didn't have a place to live.
But it was for Parnassus. Because this story, before the next story, how did Runya end up right in the middle between all of Ravina's fields? Because of this thing here. And this makes the story even worse. Ravina didn't have to let him. It's only Menshakai they let him in. And then this guy, he paid him back by not contributing anything to this fence. Takes us a whole other shot of there. That, you know, your four fields around you and so on and so forth. But since he works near there, so he's considered a Bar Mitzvah as well. Okay, continue Mitzvah Shem Friday.